go ahead, translate.
Mike, can you?
Yes. Go ahead, talk.
Okay, Mike, you can hear me right now, right? Well, they just fixed the audio issue, so it hasn't been translation. Do you want to quickly run through that real quick so the Chinese speaker can understand? Because there's a no. I've been saying, hello, Mike, and obviously you didn't hear me, so I couldn't translate. Okay, that sounds great. Lexington 华人教会和我们路上华人教会一起共同主办华人的中西部基督徒教会的夏季退休会。6月1号开始就可以登记注册。当我们今天崇拜做奉献祷告之后，我们会有一段小小的电影片段给大家进行介绍。下个星期的主日6月5号，我们有一个在外面的教会的聚会。大家很愿意做一些户外的活动，像是一些小划船之类的，但是的话呢，现在人数应该已经爆满了，所以我希望大家自己带一些水和一些简单的午餐，一起跟我们参加这个户外的教会活动。6月20号是父亲节，请大家预备自己的心来参加父亲节的聚会。那么我们教会大家一起准备，然后我们可以有共同的团契。请大家为吴展求弟兄祷告，因为他主持一个重要的活动，就是帮我们教会去聘请一位青少年的全职牧师。因为我们教会在不断的发展，请大家不断的祷告为这些事工，希望我们能够找到合适的人选。因为我们教会现在正在由线上崇拜慢慢的再转到我们由线上崇拜转到大家亲自到教会来的崇拜，所以的话呢，我们教会在不断的发展壮大，特别是儿童的事工，请大家为这个事项祷告。我们希望大家有志愿者过来帮忙。所以如果你有这个心，神呼召你去释放，请跟汪源姐妹、陈烟蒂姐妹、Rita 方姐妹还有 Mike 弟兄，因为这是一个非常重要的事工，儿童事工。我们有几个需要祷告的事项。应该是张年子姐妹，她大家记得她以前在我们教会，然后呢并且生下了一个小 baby， 那他们回去了中国，现在他们在中国她身体非常不好，希望大家为张姐妹祷告。大家弟兄姐妹不断的为张姐妹祷告，上一周二的时候，他在这个病危病房已经清醒过来，请大家继续为张姐妹祷告，请大家不断的为陈炎帝姐妹的父亲祷告。陈炎帝姐妹的父亲在台湾，现在刚刚开始癌症的 化疗程序。并且请弟兄姐妹为陈妍弟姐妹祷告，因为陈妍弟姐妹要飞回到台湾照顾自己的父亲，请大家为陈妍弟姐妹的旅程脚步祷告。请大家为菲勒的弟兄的兄弟 J 祷告。Philip 的弟兄 J 也是现在正在做癌症的放疗化疗治疗，请大家为 J 进行祷告。请大家为其他弟兄姐妹，当他们在人生中遇到困难的时候，也请大家为他们祷告。因为这个长周末的话呢，是美国的烈士战士纪念日，所以的话呢，为那些曾经为我们国家有这样子的战争经验的男人、女人、战士们、烈士们祷告。如果没有他们的牺牲，我们不可能有今天我们享受的自由。Amen。 现在是宣召的时间。今天我们读经的内容是《何西阿书》二章十九节到二十节。何西阿书二章十九节到二十节，我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。让我们大家一起祷告。我们天上的父啊，我们天上的父啊，我们诚实的向神来认罪，我们在你面前故意的隐藏我们自己。我们没有行神的旨意，我们没有按照神的律法去行事，并且失去了我们的承诺。我们只为了自己，非常的自我，没有照顾到其他。我们没有爱我们的邻居，我们也没有听神的话语。我们没有能够心痛这世界上这么多贫穷受痛苦的人。我们没有能够帮助其他人，当他们处于困境的时候。神啊，求您的大爱降在我们身上，让我们远离自私，并且原谅我们的过犯。所以我们能够选择神的意志，遵从神。我们祷告是奉靠爱我主耶稣基督得胜的名而求， Amen。 让我们继续用诗歌赞美我们的神。 小孩子们到前边领受祝福。Light up. I just don't know if other people
yes.
can build it. Is everything okay? I never
yes,
touched it.
Good.
I did not
you're
touch
good.
It.
You're
good. Or I'm good. Okay, good. So Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Do you all remember that when I shared with you all first time for the book of Hosea, I mentioned that Hosea is a great prophet. Why? Because Hosea endured things usually men could not endure at all. In the meantime, we also understand why God used this special way to express his will. In the entire books of the Bible, there is only one book, Hosea, God shows his path of thought by the broken marriage of his own prophet, Hosea. Because God's people, the Israelites, were like the unfaithful wife, betrayed her husband and worshipped idols. So we can see that God's heart changed from sad to angry, and up judged the Israelites from sorrow, anger, judgment to compassion. After that, God still gave mercy to the Israelites after God judged Israelites. and hope them to repent back to God. When we really study the book of Hosea from God's actions, we can understand God's heart more. As a God's children, we need to pursue this in our entire life. One more time, I want to emphasize, as a God's children, we need to pursue this in our entire life to try to understand God's heart. When we read the entire book of Hosea, the whole theme, the main theme of the book of Hosea is to understand God, to acknowledge God. The book of Hosea emphasizes we need to understand God, just like in the marriage, husband and wife really need to know each other. So this morning, the message is the love beyond measurement, the immeasurable love, the immeasurable love. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. It will come about at that time, declares the Lord, that you will address me as my husband, and that you will no longer call me my master. I will make a covenant with them at that time, a covenant with the wild animals of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creatures of the ground. I will banish the battle ball, the sword, and the war from the earth. I will cause my people to lie down where it is safe. So, the book of Hosea, through the marriage relationship between husband and wife, to shows God treat the Israelite people the same way. It shows the great love God has toward the Israelites. So what can we see? From that day, so God has designated the date. God wants that day happen and lead the Israelite people repent back to God. So God, what is merciful God? So even though the Israelites are very stubborn and rebellious, but God does not get angry at them forever. God is still full of mercy continuously. God was still God continuously loved Israelites. Now let's continue to read verse 19 and 20. So from the beginning of the book of Hosea, God continuously talking. God talked a lot through the book of Hosea. God declares by himself. Pay attention to verse 19. I will make you my wife forever. I will make you my wife in a way that is righteousness, in a manner that is just, by a love that is gracious, and by a motive that is a mercy. God claim and declare himself as an Israelite husband. One more time, God says, I will make you my wife forever. I will make you my wife. And I will make you my wife because of my faithfulness, and you will know the Lord. What's the result? You will know the Lord. You will know the Lord. So we need to understand, in God's eyes, we are so precious. We're so precious. So the first perspective, important thing of this morning's message is we need to understand what is God's view of a value. Even though human being was depraved, but in God's heart, God still have a mercy on us. Even though human being was depraved, but in God's heart, God still have a mercy on us. The reason is because we were created by God's image. There is a relationship in it. Because at the beginning, we were created by God's image. There is a relationship in it. But because human beings sin against God, the relationship was broken and stopped. Even though human beings are stubborn and rebellious like Israelites, but by God's heart, by God's character, God still have mercy on us. That is the God we truly believe in. Last week, I emphasized we need to have a heart full of faithfulness and fairness toward God. Because the Bible said, understanding, we need to understand and know God. That's the beginning of wisdom. We need to believe in God from the bottom of our heart. Because God is a holy, holy, holy. So as a God's children, we need to be holy too. So we need to be fearful and faithful to God from the bottom of our heart. When we have a clean and holy heart living in front of God, so we will not say something we should not say. We will not think something we should not think. So God, please preserve our heart, fill our heart with a fearfulness and a faithfulness toward God. That is the beginning of understanding God. That is also the good result of know God. So think about it. When we realize we are sinners, we are willing to repent to God and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, then we're a new person. Then we receive a new life from God. Then we have a new life in Jesus. And then we have resumed a great relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's what we need to learn from the book of Hosea. Because our faith is to understand the great love from God. So now let's get back to the first important thing. So how God sees us. God sees us as a very precious. The how do human beings look at God? So, if you haven't believed in God, we understand it, but if you already are God's children, so what is the value of God in your heart? Some people put their children as a priority. Some people put their career job as a priority. Only very few people put Jesus as the most precious in their life. So if you just believe in God for 10, 15 years, I understand it. If you just believe in God in a couple of years, I understand it. But if you already believe in God for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, then we need to remind you. We need to remind you. We need to encourage you. Because in God's heart, we are very, very precious. Because God loved us so much, even give us his one and only precious son to us, die on the cross to save us. What a great love. So today, we, what kind of a value we put God in our heart? Is God sitting on the precious throne in our heart, or God just a guest for us? When we need help, we ask help from God. So God, please help us through the book of Hosea to help us. So the second important part of the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3. So the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3. After we become God's children, what we need to do is to pursue in our lifetime is to know God more and more in depth. Very important, keep emphasize, we need to pursue our Lord in our lifetime to know God more and more in depth. Not just very superficial understand God, not just the basic foundation of Bible knowledge, but a real relationship, a very close relationship, just like a husband and wife, very close relationship. When husband look at wife, the wife understand what is husband thinking. So very close relationship, know each other very well. So other people look at you, even though they keep looking at you, you don't understand what they mean. But husband and wife, in between, they have this close relationship. In the New Testament, Jesus said it clearly. If you do not give up everything you have and follow the Lord, you are not Lord's disciple. So Lord deserves to be the very first priority in our life. Lord is the very first priority in our life. Jesus also said, one person cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve money and God together. We only have one Lord, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is for sure the true precious thing in our life because it is Him who gives us a new life. Because Lord is our hope at any time. So, we need to acknowledge that Jesus is the most precious because He is the one who gave us a new life, because He promised us the eternal life, because He promised He provides help to us at any moment in our life. His words are the light of our life pathway. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised us the benefits of believing in Him. When people hear the word benefit, we always think those material things, not acknowledge the peace in our heart and soul, our physical health, the joy of our family. Even more important is the close relationship with the Lord. Those are the most important benefits. As far our daily life material needs, God for sure will provide for us. So the conclusion is, so the people acknowledge God as the most precious, are truly well blessed. We really wish you can acknowledge our Lord as the most precious. It doesn't matter if other people understand or not, but you need to understand the true meaning of the Jesus Christ cross and the sacrifice. You know the value, the great value. That shows God's great love is beyond any measurement. Therefore, we need to pursue to know God more, know God's view of the value, know God's miracle, know God's character. I promise your entire life is well blessed by God. So, Lord is so precious. So, God, please help us. Again, one more time, I emphasize, if other people do not understand, that's okay, but you are a reborn Christian. You need to understand the true meaning of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. The value, great value, that shows God's great love is beyond any measurement. Therefore, we need to pursue to know God more, know God's value of the know God's view of value, know God's miracle, know God's character. I promise your entire life is well blessed by God. Now let us get back to the book of Hosea, verse 14. That is in chapter 2. After punishment, then comes love. That shows that the Israelites in the past were scattered. In the future, will get together. In the past, they were lost. Now, they need to wake up. The past, they had a wound. The wound should be healed by God now. One more time, God shows a mighty love. Let his people back to him. For today's church, after passing this long journey of the pandemic, it's time to redo things. We all know that rebuild the team, four important perspectives. Four important perspectives. Rebuild a team, not just rebuild a cell group, rebuild a whole team. Rebuild our whole team for important perspective. Number one, clear set of goals. Number two, a detailed plan. We need to have a detailed plan. Number three, frequent encouragement. We need to encourage each other. Number four, constant improvement. Constant improvement. So, only when we know these four important perspectives, the church can regain the energy. The church can regain the energy. As a leader, as a pastor, I'm willing to lead all of you to move forward, not just resume the past condition. It will be even better than before, even stronger than before. We need to do the things to please God. Do you all remember the words God promised us? When we open our mouth big, God will fulfill us greatly. Again, when we open our mouth big, God will fulfill us greatly. Think about it. God put all the brothers and the sisters in his church, God must have his own will. Just like today's hymn, God says, today the world is so chaotic, but we have our Lord. Our Lord is loving God, we can see Him. We can see Him. So when we open our mouth big, God will fulfill us greatly. So God help us, let us truly understand our God is the only and the one true God. Again, think about it. God put all the brothers and sisters in this church. God must have His own beautiful will. So we need to pray that God will get His will done through us. Then what is God's will? That is the quality and the quantity of the church will make progress together. Because God's will is to let every person be saved, not a single person lost. Again, the quality and the quantity of the church should progress together because God's will is to let every person be saved, not a single person lost. The main theme of the book of Hosea, God not only just wants His own children to know Him, God wants more people know Him. God's will is to let every person be saved, not a single person lost. If you do agree, please say amen. Now, let us look at the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. Because of Lord's gracious love, we're not consumed since His compassions never end. That is the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. Lamentations. He is also a great, great prophet. So if you never read the book of Lamentations, I highly recommend to read this book. So he was a great prophet. Because of the Lord's gracious love, we are not consumed since His compassions never end. It's all because of God's gracious love. We're not consumed. That is the great character of our true God. So God is righteousness. God is also full of mercy, just like parents, no matter how rebellious the children are, and you love the children greatly. No matter what did the children do, parents try all their means and ways to help their children repent back to the good life. So as a parent, we need to understand God's will, God's heart. If you search for the Bible for God's kindness, there are more than 100 verses about it. As a matter of fact, the whole book of the Bible is about the great love God gives to human beings. As a matter of fact, the whole book of the Bible is about the great love God gives to the human beings. Praise the Lord. Here quickly, I'd like to share with you how I make the English love songs and why do I do it. First, I'd like to say I know for sure that is all led by God. I tell you why. I'm the person who doesn't know how to read music notes and never had any formal training about music. How do I dare to sing some English songs, especially to my age? White hair, gray beard, but God's lead often surprises us. Every time when I choose the song, I always sincerely pray, faithfully seek for God's lead. For the English song, there are two types. One type of songs can really encourage people, bring the positivity to people. Surprisingly, the result is great, especially to the young men and the young women. The first impression of a lot of people is that you who sing the song? The second type of songs is, of course, it's about the love story, because human history, from the ancient time to now, all the novels, movies, the scenes are all about the love story. So by the lead and the help of the Holy Spirit, every time before singing the English love story song, I always can bring out a God message. Then lead the people who listen to the song can understand the ultimate beginning of the love of God. Often, at the end of the song, there is a Bible's precious verse. For example, English song, so the category of English song, number one, inspirational, positive energy. Number two, romantic love song. So a lot of times, those songs lead the people who listen to them to understand the ultimate love of God. So when people listen to those songs, also can listen to God's Bible verse. One time in the songs, in the book of the 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, because God loved us first, because God loved us first. Brothers and sisters, why do I sing those English love songs? What am I doing in my old age? Why do I do that? Because I step by step to lead people to know God, to know God is love. What am I doing? I step by step to lead people to know God. God is love. Thank you, God, for using me through these two types of English songs to lead people to know He is the one and only true God. Thank you, God. Really experience God's miracle works. Because no matter in Asia or in the America, there are many people who are willing to listen to those English songs. Another advantage of the English songs is you can repeat singing it, also can introduce to the people who love music. Therefore, besides the little joyful happy station, we have one more platform for the seekers to help them to know God. Now, let us get back to the beginning. As long as those works are to serve God, God will for sure help along the way. Our job is to try our best to sing it well and make the contents of the little happy joyful station to be more easy for people to understand and to accept. In mainland China, in the Youku Channel's platform, there are more than 3,000 people view the Little Happy Dreadful Station channels. Thank God. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. Recently, I heard the news, Chinese people use WeChat a lot of message to spread out the gospel on WeChat channels. WeChat platform were prohibited by China government, but our Happy Little Dreadful Station is still going on WeChat platform. That's because this platform provides just daily life things. Very easy, but slowly and for surely, God's message is spread it out through the Happy Little Dreadful Station, through the WeChat channel. Just like planting flowers. What's the first thing when you plant flowers? Just to loose the ground, loose, spread earth, dirt around, loose those ground. Then put more loose dirt on it, then started to plant the seeds. If you do not lose the ground, you cannot plant the seeds well. And a lot of times I feel like Chinese church do not do a good job to do the loose ground work. Just suddenly just, you know, keep telling people, you need to believe in God. So we need to make sure we do the work of a loose the groundwork. Praise the Lord. Last month, through Facebook, I introduced 300 people for the Happy Little Dreadful Station. It is all God's blessing. Here as a pastor, I ask you to introduce this Little Happy Dreadful Station platform to your families and friends. Then you are also doing the job leading the people to God. You are doing the job to lead people to God. You can lead your family members, your loved ones. So what a meaningful work. That's the things you do can please God. Here I also give a special thanks to Brother Jack Chu. Neither of us can imagine God can use us this way. I often joke around with him. We're two partners. One is look like a big fatty potato. One is me. It's a quite skinny old man. We're two funny partners. But God used us to make the Happy Little Dreadful Station videos. We're so thankful. Of course, I also need to thank the whole production and distribution team of the Happy Little Dreadful Station videos. There are more than 10 brothers and sisters involved and help tremendously. Thank God for using our team to complete this beautiful will. Dear brothers and sisters, today, as long as you are willing, God will for sure to use you. God will through you to lead people to know him. Why we do that? Because we can see the value. We can see the value of a work of the losing ground. We can see the value of planting the seeds. We can spread out the message of a faith to people. So thank God, thank you, Lord, for using our team to complete his beautiful will. So dear brothers and sisters, today, as long as you are willing, God will for sure to use you. God will through you to lead more people to know him. God said that God will love us by his eternal love. Yes, God loves more. Yes, God's love moves thousands and millions of people on earth. God, please use all the brothers and sisters as his ambassador of love. Let us joyfully spread out God's great love. Hold highly for Jesus Christ's name. Lead more people to know God, know God's miracle works, so God's heart can be satisfied. Lead more and more people to know God, to know God's miracle works, so God's heart can be satisfied. Are you willing? If you are willing, please raise your hand. Pastor will pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for loving us so much. Through the book of Hosea, so we can understand your immeasurable love, your love beyond measurement. Your Holy Spirit, please encourage us. During the pandemic, after pandemic, we need to restart again. Bless us with the wisdom. Give us the strength and ability. Give us a unified heart. We need to work hard, go forward. Walk out and acclaim your gospel to the whole world. Lord Father, please utilize, use every single brothers and sister who just raised their hands. Became your precious utensils. Lead more people to know you, our Lord, so your beautiful will can be fulfilled. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy, precious, victorious name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the great message by the pastor. Are you well prepared? How come there's no response? Are you prepared? So let's all stand up. Let's all stepping out. The door is opening. 现在是奉献的时间。奉献的经文是《使徒行传》20章35节。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道，应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人。又当纪念主耶稣的话说：“施比受更为有福。”现在，让我们低头做奉献的祷告。我们天上的父啊，神呐，谢谢您。您是我们的力量，您将这喜乐充满我们的心灵，让我们甘心乐意的奉献。我们所拥有的一切都是神赐予的。神给我们这诸多的祝福，我们将一部分奉献给神，是我们心甘乐意的奉献。神呐，求您每一天每一个小时都与我们同在。我们祷告奉靠爱我主耶稣基督得胜的名而求，Amen。那就像我今天早上施工报告讲的，我们现在呢要给大家一个介绍，因为今年夏季华人中西部夏令营要进行注册，那么我们有一个短片，我们给大家介绍该怎么样进行注册。I welcome you all, and hopefully today, together with me, you register for this summer retreat. I can go ahead and show you how to do that through the PowerPoint. You can just follow me. If you go to the church WeChat group, Louisville Chinese Christian Church WeChat group,I just sent out a poster. It is a link for the summer retreat registration. If you use your WeChat, you can scan this barcode on the poster. Or through your browser on your phone, you can type in mccaretreat.org. It will lead you to this website. So next page. When you see this page, you will see the link for the registration for the summer retreat.You can click registration button. So now you see the red arrow says register here. Then you can click register here. Then type in your email address there.You see there, show you, you need to type in your email address. Then click submit. Then switch to your email, you will see MCCA sent you a password to your email. Then copy that password. Then move on to the next page. Then you put your password to the area. Then click register button. If you first time come to this page to register, then you need to input your family information. If you have been to the MCCA Summer Retreat in the past, this page, you just need to review your information, make sure they're all correct. So make sure no matter you are editing your family member information or reviewing information, make sure do not click the backspace button. If you carelessly press the backspace button, return button to the previous page, then all the information you just entered will disappear. After you review, if it all looks correct, you make sure you click the Save button. If you did not need to make any correction, you can just click Next Step. The next step you need to choose in your family, who are the family members will attend the summer retreat. So in the past, we often go as a family. We often went as a family, so all the children's information are all listed there. And this summer retreat this year is mainly for the adults, so we just chose adults only. Then you click Next Step. Then you are done for the registration. So only three steps you can complete this registration. When you complete the registration, you will receive an email. It will have the link to link you to the MCCA website. You can understand no more information about this MCCA summer retreat information. And this time the MCCA summer retreat is totally free, so you don't need to pay anything. Of course, every year, in order to host the summer retreat, there are a lot of expenses. So this year, even though it's all online broadcasting for the MCCA summer retreat, there are still expenses there. So if God calls you, if you're willing to offer, so you can click the link for offering. So if you are willing to offer through your electronic check, this process is free. It doesn't charge you for any fee if you use your electronic check. If you use credit card, there will be a 1.5% of surcharge. One more important information. And when you do online to attend the MCCA summer retreat this year, there is a Zoom information. And the Zoom information will be also included in this email. So make sure if you receive that email, keep this email well so you can retrieve it when you need it. If MCCA summer retreat have any change for the Zoom information, MCCA will one more time send you updated email. Those all the information, thank you. If you want to, you can start to register today. We're so thankful for our sister, our own sister, Yang Hong. She is the chief operation officer for this summer retreat. For a lot of IT information, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Gives our church and Lexington Chinese Christian Church opportunity to serve this summer retreat, no matter is IT information technology or preparation or finance. And Lord prepared us, our church and the Lexington Chinese Christian Church had a great coordination, teamwork. Therefore, we need to encourage each other between us and the Lexington Chinese Christian Church. For each church, our goal is we have more than 90% of congregations and the register for the summer retreat. So 3 nights, July the 2nd, July the 3rd, July the 4th, 3 nights, please reserve these 3 nights for the MCCA summer retreat. So can you tell me what is the main theme of this summer MCCA? So thank you for the question, not just for the seekers. We also have the information for all the brothers and sisters. So I also encourage Pastor Jie in Canada, encourage all the brothers and sisters in Canada to register and be on this MCC summer retreat, and also encourage Pastor Yang from Taiwan, encourage all the brothers and sisters in Taiwan also register and will be for this summer retreat. So this time, we open our mouth big, and God will truly fulfill us greatly. So we will pray. At least more than 1,500 people will attend this summer retreat online. So this time it's very special, not just like in the past, only open for the Midwest Chinese Christian region. It is open for the whole United States and whole world. Let us see this is a great opportunity of connections. So please all rise up. Amen. One more quick thing before we finish. So today we have a Sunday school. If you do online, and there will still be a Zoom online Sunday school. If you're in person, room 18, please come.